Gary Boyle, your point snatched away from you late in the day on Saturday, and a point tonight gained at that stage.
Yeah, it's like you rightly say, it's happened to us at the weekend, and you've got to praise the character and the spirit that our lads have shown, because they've learnt from Saturday, and now they've gone and done it to Barnet. But, you know, I thought their first goal probably sums up our luck at this moment in time. Deflection, hits the post, can go number of ways, and it goes straight back into the path of Akindi, who's ran the opposite way to where the shot's gone. So that's disappointing. But then I thought we got back into the game. Flores made their goalie make an outstanding save on a free kick. You know, that's in all the way. And then we get to half time, and, you know, we talked about it being a big 45 for us. And unfortunately, it's another individual mistake, and they're what's costing us at this moment in time, you know. But again, 2-0 down, they didn't feel sorry for themselves, stuck at it, got back in it through Nathan's great finish, great work by Colin Daniel. And then I think, you know, we've done well in stages still. And then I thought, you know, we made positive changes with Armand going on, Vass going on, Bright going on, so we went for it and we got our rewards.
Personally, how frustrating for you is it when you get 15 minutes at half-time at one down at home to say this is what you do to put it right, and yeah, within 45 seconds, a cheap free header, and it looked like your game's over?
Yeah, it is frustrating, but like I say, we didn't feel sorry for ourselves when it happened. I thought we had, you know, other good chances to clear the ball before the corner, and we didn't do that. But you know, like I say, they stuck together, they kept the spirit going that they've got, and, you know, they've kept going.
Leading scorer Akinde is a handful, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good player at this level. You know, he just shows you, you know, I thought, you know, we had we were camped in their half, second half, but you're always wary of the threat of him because of how well that Barnet play him.
Yeah, he's such a big physical unit that he dominates bullies.
Yeah, very much so. And we knew that coming into the game. And, you know, like I say, he's got some luck with his goal tonight.
Did Nathan Delfonso's goal just before the hour delay you make any changes?
Yeah, we were ready to make the changes near enough. And then, you know, like you say, they just got back in it and gave them a bit longer. But, you know, the impact of the subs when they come on, you know, like I say, we went for it. And we had Colin Daniel playing as a left back, but he wasn't really left back.
Not often you pull Brad Potts out of the fray. Is he okay?
Yeah, no, just to try and freshen it up. We knew the left back had been booked, so we wanted to try and get Nathan running at him and just something different.
And he did well running at him. He had a good game,
yeah,
Nathan Delfonso.
No, he's done well. And, you know, I think that's 4 goals now, I think he's got for us. So, you know, the return from him in goals-wise is good, and he's got more to come from him.
But it's yet another game gone by without a home win. Is it becoming a psychological thing?
I don't think so. I think, you know, if it became a psychological thing, you wouldn't have seen the response from the players there, you know. Even when it goes 2-2, they're desperate to go and win the game again, you know. And we've got to make sure that they keep doing the basics right. And we've just got to cut out individual errors. It's as simple as that for us.
And finally, you've got just about the form team of the division coming on Saturday. Morecambe got a great point at Portsmouth tonight, and they're your next visitors.
Good. It's a great game for us because it's a local derby, and, you know, we will go into the game buoyed by our response from the second half.